You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The fast-moving consumer goods sector is expected to report a revenue growth of 7-9% this fiscal year, said a report by CRISIL Ratings. This, it added, will be supported by an expected revival in rural demand and steady urban demand. This follows an estimated 5-7% growth in fiscal 2024. Product realizations are expected to grow in low single digits with marginal rise in prices of key raw materials for the food and beverages segment. That said, key raw material prices for personal care and home care segments are seen to be stable. Operating margin will expand by 50 to 70 BPS to 20 to 21% on increasing premiumization and growth in volume. Moving on, GE T&D India announced that it has bagged an order worth €26 million from Grid Solutions Middle East FZE Dubai for the supply and supervision of high voltage products. The order, it added, has been received from the group company and these products will form a part of the overall project being executed by the group company for the end customer. This order is slated to be executed over the next 2 years. Further, GE T&D India also secured another order worth €64 million from Grid Solutions SAS, France, for the supply and supervision of high-voltage products. This order is also to be executed over the next 2 years, the company said in a regulatory filing. Furthermore, hospitality unicorn Oyo has secured $50 million in funding from InCred Wealth and Investment, making it the first significant capital infusion in nearly 3 years. However, the investment values the Gurugram-based company at $2.38 billion, a substantial 76% decrease from its peak valuation of $10 billion. According to regulatory filings, Oyo's board approved the issuance of new shares to InCred, granting the investor a 2.11% stake in the company post-investment. This funding is a part of a broader $100 million round Oyo aims to raise from family offices and high net worth individuals before refilling its draft prospectus for an initial public offering IPO. In May, Oyo withdrew its IPO application for the second time, citing unfavorable market conditions. Additionally, the US stock market and bond markets will be closed on Thursday, July 4th, in commemoration of the 4th of July holiday. The US financial markets closed early on Wednesday, July 3rd, in observance of the American Independence Day holiday. The Nasdaq and New York stock exchanges closed at 1 p.m. ET on Wednesday and will be closed again on Thursday due to the federal holiday. The US bond market likewise closed at 2 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday and will remain closed on Thursday. Regular trading timings on Nasdaq stock market and the New York stock exchange NYSE are from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Trading will resume as normal for all markets on July 5th. Moving on, Inox Wind Limited on Thursday announced the completion of infusion of approximately Rs 900 crore into the company by its promoter Inox Wind Energy Limited, IWEL. The funds, it added, were raised by IWEL on May 28th through sale of equity shares of Inox Wind through block deals on the stock exchanges, witnessing participation of several marquee investors. In a regulatory filing, Inox Wind said that the funds will be utilized by the company to completely pare down its external term debt to achieve a net debt-free status. Kailash Tarachandani, CEO of Inox Wind, said, "It has been a remarkable journey so far. The fund infusion will help us become a net debt-free company, strengthening our balance sheet and help accelerate our growth." Next up, Persistent Systems Inc., USA, wholly owned subsidiary of Persistent Systems, has entered a stock purchase agreement to acquire Starfish Associates LLC USA. New Jersey-based Starfish is focused on unified communication and contact center technology domain, providing enterprise communication solutions to large enterprises, including Fortune 500 companies. Persistent Systems Inc. will acquire a 100% stake in Starfish for $20.7 million. This includes an upfront payment of $15.4 million and an earnout of $5.1 million over the next 2 years, contingent on achieving certain performance thresholds. There will be a retention payment for key employees of $0.2 million over the next 2 years. The acquisition will be completed within 4 to 6 weeks. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a positive note on July 4th. The BSE Sensex rose 63 points or 0.08% to finish the day's trading at 80,049.67, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 15.65 points or 0.06% higher at 24,302. Bank Nifty closed in the green, up 14 points or 0.03% at 53,103.70. Bucking the trend, Nifty Midcap 100 closed 325 points. Or 0.58% higher at 56,618.60. HCL Technologies, ICICI Bank, Tata Motors, Sun Pharmaceuticals and Infosys were the top gainers in the Nifty 50. HDFC Bank, Bajaj Finance, Adani Enterprises, Wipro and Tech Mahindra were the major losers in the Nifty 50 on July 4th. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.